Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to find out. I've got some charges on my bank account coming from you all, and I want to know what this is for because it's I have a charge for 574, 6732, 5695, 6732, 6732. That's dollars.
Yes, ma'am. Could I have your zip code?
47714.
First and last name, please.
Kendra Childers.
Thank you. I see an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
2039 Pollock Avenue, Evansville, 47714.
All right, well, thank you for that. So just give me one second. I did find an account here matching your name. Let's see. And what day did it say the charges came out of your account, ma'am?
Do what?
What day did they say the charges came out of your account?
The first one started April 8th, then April 13th, then May 16th, June 16th, and July 18th.
Thank you. So there was a purchase here for our smartwatch. If you didn't call in and cancel, you were enrolled into a monthly subscription for the product. Now I can do a 35% discount off of all future sales.
I don't want no. I didn't do nothing. I want my money back in my account. I didn't get no watch. I didn't get nothing.
So you're saying that this account is fraud, ma'am?
Yep.
Would you like me to get you transferred over to our fraud department?
I would like for you to get my money, that card off of my account, or your stuff off my account, and this money reimbursed into my bank account. I didn't do this.
Yes, ma'am. So I can get you transferred to the fraud department. Give me one second. Let me notate your account. I'll transfer you over.
You know, life is
Okay.
hard enough without, you know, having this kind of stuff added to it.
Yes, ma'am. So I got the account canceled for you. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over so they can assist you with the charges. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.